Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Mem Beis. Mem Beis, as we started yesterday, the fourth parak in Maseches Erevin, and we mentioned that the first two prakim are related to physical structures and physical parts of an Erev, the Korah, the Lechi, the Tzuras HaPesach, and the different types of options that are open in order to enclose. We spoke about the end of the first parak, making mechitzas out of Shesi, out of Arev. Do you need both? What about the mechitza Geruos? What about the Pasi Biros? What about the elements that are needed for a Karpe Shalohu Gafladira? Those are all examples of options to enclose certain areas. Those are the first two prakim. Then the third parak, third, fourth, and fifth parak, all talk about issues of Eruvei Tchumen. So the last parak we spoke about, edibility and accessibility. That was the major discussion in the parak. It has to be Royal Achila. We spoke about the Mishnah Daf Lamed Aleph in terms of Demai and all the related Maaser Rishis and Lachumaso, all those types of foods. In terms of edibility, it can't be Nasser Bahana. And we also spoke about it has to be in the same area that I'm in. Accessibility. It can't be in a different rishus. So we spoke about an Erev above 10 tefachim, below 10 tefachim. What if it's locked in a box and I lost the key? Those are all the different discussions that we had in that parak. And then we spoke about a related issue about setting a Reuven. And that's how we got into all the different discussions of the days of Yontif. Setting an Erev for one day, for 2 days, is it in my power on the second day? Is it still in the Rishus connected? So those are all related issues. Now we came up yesterday, we started the fourth parak, which is about what happens if one has an Erev Tchum, wonderful, but then you will put outside of your Tchum by force, whether by Nachrim, whether by Ruach Ra, somehow some internal issue in one's brain, whether it's a shade, whether it's other type of occurrence. So that's what we discussed yesterday. So the Mishnah quoted that if we were put out by force, Hosiu Nachrim, and that's it, we're stuck, we're outside in the middle of nowhere, we only have Dalet Amos. If we were put back after going out, so then it's as if we never went out. What happens though, that was the Machlokas in the Mishnah, if we were put out, but we were put into a place with Mechitzos. We were put into a place where there were not the mechitzos that we started the Shabbos in, but there were different mechitzos. So that was a machlokas tanam that Ben Zeram we're going to come back to in the Gemara. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah say it's okay, you can be mahalach the whole thing. And Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva were machmer, they said no, you only have Dalet Amos because you didn't start in these mechitzos when Shabbos started. And we extended this not only to the case of other mechitzos, but also to the case of a boat. Machlokas about whether one is allowed to walk the entire boat or not. Okay, we're going to get back to that right now. A couple of lines from the bottom. We are actually about the two dots, second to last skinny line. We're about to start with Amar of Nachman. But before that, just one other ha'ara on the Agadata that we had yesterday. We spoke about three things, Gibel Dvarim, that are Ma'avir Sa'adam Aldas Kono and Aldaito. And they were Avodazar, Avodaz Kochavim, Ruach Ra, and Dikduke Anius. Dikduke Anius. The three things that make you do things that are out of your control. Not out of your control, but you lose yourself. Rabbi Yaakov quotes this Gemara, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, in Parshas Kisisa, where he deals with the issue of, quite famous question, of how Klal Yisrael could fall so deeply and fall so quickly right after Naaseh V'Nishma, only a couple of weeks later, and fall to violating the Chayta Egel. How is it? So says Rabbi Yaakov, we have to put ourselves in their shoes. Think about it. You have a big nation that were 600,000 men, 2 million people, going out, 3 million people, he says, and they're all in the desert, without any food, without any water, the kids are asking for snacks, and you have no idea what's going to be. Kulam omdim below shum mish'an lechem umayim, bamidbar v'tzim onesh ein bo mayim. So, what, it's we fought them? Yeah, they sinned, yes. But we have to realize where they're coming from. Halo chazal amru, Erev daf mem aleph, dik duke anius ma'avirnas adam al daitav alas kono. Right, anius. V'kol shekein v'tzno emelu. Halo matzav ayom anu. It is a very scary situation. The entire nation in the middle of nowhere, they've never heard of the man, remember that. They never heard of the be'er, that this was going to happen. We, in hindsight, know, Kadosh Baruch Hu took care of them. But how did they know? Kadosh Baruch Hu took them out of Mitzrayim, and then Moshe says, let's go! We go out, uh-oh, we're in the middle of nowhere. What's going to be? Umadua niflazos beineinu. Why is it so hard for us to understand that they were trying to look for any measure to try to connect to God?
There
was man already, but now that Moshe died, maybe they knew the man was b'schus Moshe. And now, mi yodea imayiyah haman l'machar, vein shum shiyure pas, nobody has leftovers, vein makom b'samuch l'shbar ochel, halom b'matzava zel karchach gevir midas. This is the Duke Anius. And this was part of what made them and put them into the situation of the Cheta Egal. So he goes through that the root of the Cheta Egal was not so much Avodah Zarah as it was a lack of bitachon. That is what Rabbi Yaakov's message is. Again, it was a chet, but we have to realize it's not so far-fetched if we would have been in that situation. So that's, but he quotes our Gemara in that context. In the beginning of Perek Lamed Beis in Shmos. Dikduku Yanius ma'virinus ha'adam al daitov al das kona. Okay. So we get back to our Gemara now. Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Second to last skinny line. Why? What made a person go out? What made a person come back in? So the Mishnah spoke about cases where one was forced to. By Nachrim, by Ruach Ra. So Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Yatza Ladas. If a person went out Ladas. He went out. He knew. He had his full faculties. And he went out Ladas. Elo Elo Dalaramus. He only has Dalaramus. He is not allowed to walk more than Dalai Lamas. The Gemara says, Pshita, that's pretty obvious. Hashta, Misho Tziu Nachrim Ein Loyal Dalai Lamas. If somebody was forced out that he only has Dalai Lamas, Yotzel Adasvi, boy, so surely if it went out on purpose, right, where surely we should fine him and should have given him any Haterim, and he only has 4 Amas to walk. Ela Ema, no, this was the Chiddush, this is what Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel meant to tell us. Chazar Lada'as. He was forced out, but then he went back in willingly. Right, he's forced out by the guy, and he's like, what am I doing out here? I only have Dalai Lamas, I'm going back in. And he goes back in, ain't loyal to Dalai Lamas. So it didn't help him that he went back in. He still only has 4 Amos, even though he went back into his tchum. So the Gemara says again, Hanami Tanina, we also learned that. Hechziruhu Nachrim, that's how he is understand the Mishnah, Ki'ilu lo yatza, as if he never went out. Hechziruhu to Ki'ilu lo yatza, only if he was put back in, is it as if he never went out. Aval hotzi uhu Nachrim, the Chazar Lada'as, but he was forced out, but he went back in himself, Ein lo yal da'aramus. So again, it's the mashma'us of the Mishnah that we would make that diak. So what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel? So Ela Ema, this is what he meant to say. Yatzala da opposite. Yatzala da zechziru nachrim. Let's say he went out willingly. So he did something wrong. So he only has alamas. But then he was forced back. Hotziru nachrim. So then you might have said, well, he was forced back into his tchum. No. Elo elo dalaramas. Because he went out willingly. So that is why still he only has dalaramas. So Gemara says, anami tanina. We could also make that mashmaz from looking at the Mishnah as a whole. Hotzi uhu vehechzi ruhu. The Mishnah talks about a case where he was forced in both directions. Ki'ilu lo yatza. Hotzi uhu vehechzi ruhu hu to ki'ilu lo yatza. Only if he was forced in both directions. Aval yatza la da'as lo. But if he went out la da'as, if he went out willingly, even if he was forced back in, no good. So basically we would know every case from the Mishnah, what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel? Answers the Gemara, no, we might have read the Mishnah differently. You might have put a comma in the Mishnah, Misha Hotziuhu Nachrim, V'chazer Lada'as, Elo Elo Dalaramos. That's how you might have understood the Mishnah. Read each line separately. Avol Yatza Lada'as, V'chziru Nachrim, Kilo Lo Yatza. Come on, it's not Mefurish, so we might have had a different implied halacha. So that's why Kamash Malan, so Rav Nachman number 12 is to tell us, no, if you did either direction Ladas, then you only have Dalaramas. Period. Bo'aminei Rabba. Hutzrach l'nekav av mahu. What happens if you're stuck somewhere, you only have Dalaramas, then you have to go to the bathroom. So what's the issue? You don't want to go to the bathroom, you only have Dalaramas. So what, you're going to go to the bathroom? So either it's an issue of Kavod HaBrias for yourself, or it's a Kavod HaBrias for others. You want to go somewhere in private. Right, and you want to, you don't know what to do. So Amar Lahem, so the answer given from Rabbah is, Gadol Kavod HaBrias, Shedochas Lo Saseh Shebat Torah. Kavod HaBrias is Docha, Lo Saseh, which Lo Saseh in the Torah? Right, Rashi, whenever this line comes up, Rashi quotes, Lav De Lo Sasur. Lo Sasur, the Isser of going against what the Rabbanan tell us, meaning the mitzvah of listening to the Rabbanan, and Tchumin, according to Rova Tanaim, is De Rabbanan. as well. Bezer, we'll talk a little bit more later today. It's the Rabbanan. So therefore, the Rabbanan were not mukim, their din, to apply even in a case where it would be very embarrassing. And it would be an issue of Kavod Abrius, right? The main sugya is in Brachas, and Daf Yotes Mabez, Daf Chaf Amun Aleph. This is the issue of Kavod Abrius. And we say Kavod Abrius is Dochi Yisuri Drabbanan. That's generally how we understand it. The Maskana there might not be fully Drabbanan. It might be Sheval Tases versus Kumbases. But this is the important halacha of Kavod Abrius being Docha. The Rush here discusses what exactly does Hanisrach L'Nekavav mean? What does it mean not to go to the bathroom? So he has two deis. Which type of going to the bathroom? Kasav Haribart Saloni says the Rush, Bashim Rabbeinu Chananel, the Hadu Hizrach L'Nekavav could go on Hashtonis Mayim Vosas Rei. However one has to relieve themselves, they're both included. The Kasav Haribart Saloni, he argues, V'anu Anias Taitenu Lo Mischazilon, Dahavi Bechlal Hizrach L'Nekavav Hashtonis Mayim, Alotzas Rei Bilachud. No, just to urinate, he does not think is included in this halacha. That's not why, especially, let's say it's a kavod abrius for the person himself. Why? Because it's going to smell. It's not going to smell. It's going to be absorbed into the ground after a couple minutes. So therefore, he says, Hilkach lo borer lon hai milsa. The Rush ends off and says, we're not sure. E havi hashtan esmayim bichlal hai hutzrach linikava. Not 100% clear. And the Shulchan Aruch in Simin Tuf Vav, Sif Aleph, he says, Mishi yatsa chutz letchum shelo ladas. So anyone outside the tchum, or it doesn't come up for us so much, we're not going outside. But let's say somebody walks outside the tchum, and he's stuck. She'en lo elad al amos, v'chutzrach l'nekavav, yachol lazeis mehem machiyimsa makam tzanu al lipanos. He could go out and find a private place. Go and find a private place. The Shulchan Aruch sounds like he's being machmer. He sounds like, at the beginning, that he is only talking about hotzas rei, but he says explicitly at the end, v'zeh shaman hutzrach l'nekavav, Yeshomer mafilo tanim, Yeshomer dafalik dolim. Just quotes the 2 days of the Rush without paskins. You have to go through the rules and regulations of when, what the Shulchan Aruch means whenever he quotes 2 days. The Mishnah Berurah quotes to be machmer like the first opinion. That is the, Shulchan Aruch. The Bir Halacha here has a, actually let's read the next line and then we'll do the Bir Halacha. The next line says, if Amri Nahardoi, Ipi Keyahu, if he's a smart guy, if he's a thinker, this guy who has to go to the bathroom when he's outside the tchum, he's allowed to go to find a private place. He's allowed to go outside the tchum. So, it would be a good idea to go back towards his own tchum. Ayobat l'tchuma. He should go back towards his own tchum to find the bathroom, and then lo and behold, to find the bathroom, he'll be back in the tchum. What do you know? V'kivan to oh. Once he went in, so now he's back in. That's also considered hotzi'uhu by an ones, because he had to go to the bathroom. So this is like a case, if he was put out by force, he was put back in by force. And once he went back in to go to the bathroom, so then he would be able to stay in and have his regular tchum. It would be ki'ilu lo yatsa. That is the comment of the Gemara. The Bir Halacha says here, what if you know that closer, you'll be able to find a private place closer going farther from your tchum? But going back to your tchum, which is what you would want to do, you have to go a little farther. Are you allowed to go back into your tchum to go a little farther? In b'sha'a ruchos yachol limso makom tsanua b'kiruv makom u'letzad tchumo tzorach le'esrachi yoser im muter lo livro letzad tchumo k'dei she'im muter lo likanis b'zor tchumo u'milashen arash mashmuk sas to muter v'tzorach iyan. Doesn't answer the question, but he has that question whether if you have if you're able to do that. A related issue is brought up here by Rabbi Yosef Engel. Yosef Engel in the Gilyon HaShas quotes from the Rav Yah. The Rav Yah quotes our Gemara. What does the Rav Yah say? The Rav Yah, one of the Rishonim, not so well as well known Rishonim. The Rav Yah says, Yesh Livtsoa. What if you have on Shabbos, Yonah the Yoma, Erev Shabbos, you have two breads. You have a delicious bread, amazing bread, and you have an okay bread. The delicious bread is Pasakum. Are you allowed to use the delicious bread? Because a Pasakum, it's a Drabanan, a Pasakum, it's a Chumrah, it's not a Din in Shulchan Aruch. Right, so what do you do? Says the Rav Yah, Yesh Livtsoa al Pasakum, im hi nekiya tvei mi Pas Yisrael. Because of Achareizeh, and then he adds the Chiddush, v'kivan shehuter lo Livtsoa, huter lo b'kol ha-se'udah hazos. And once you're able to make hamotzi on the Pasakum, then you're allowed to eat the Pasakum. Well, what are you going to do with it? Once you have the heter, you have the heter. V'zecher l'davar. And where do we see this from? That once you have the heter, you have the heter. So he quotes two gemaras. He quotes one line from elsewhere, Mitoch Shuta Lutzarata Huta Lakirio. And then he quotes, look in Erevin, Amri Nahardai, Ipikechu Havi, right? He should Ayla Tchubin, Vikivin to Alal. Mashma says the Ravya talking now, Afilu Rachuksas Latzad Tchumin. He quotes that Lashon. The Bir Alach is, Safik. He says, even if it's a little farther, you're allowed to go in. So the Pas, he compares that to this case of once you went somewhere, you're allowed to go to the Pasakum, so then you could, stretch it a little bit. That's the Gilyoni Ash, that's the Ravya. And now the Gilyoni Ashas, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, Vahari Zachidish, Dafilu Yachal Lalechas Lenakav of Lamakam Acher, Karov Tvei, Mutal Lalechas Latchum, Afilu Bericha Gyoser. So the Bishop Ruh might not have had a Ravya. But the Ravya says in Mefurish that you're allowed to be Mekel. Vatama Kula Misvara, hold the Ishtari. Okay? Then he quotes another reason, Lataltel, but that is the Mishab Bir Lalechas Safek and the Ravya quoted here in the Gilyoni Hashas. Amar Rav Papa. Four lines from the bottom. To understand the next statement of Rav Papa, new element that we have to understand about an Eir of Tchum. We mentioned this, I think, once before, and that is not only is there a halacha of Tchum for people on Shabbos, there's a halacha of Tchum for people's kalim, for people's property. People's property are limited and subject to the Tchum where they're allowed to go. My property is not allowed to go to outside my Tchum. The Mishnah says this in Maseches Beitza. The Mishnah says in Daf Lamed Zayin, HaBehema VaHakelim Keragle HaBailim. They're like the Bailim. We had earlier, we alluded, the Gemara quoted the Machlokas about Nichse Hefker, whether they're Kona Shvisa or not. So Mezrim will come back to that Machlokas in this parak. But that was when the Gemara earlier already referred to them. But that's the Mishnah, HaBehema VaHakelim Keragle Bailim. And then the Mishnah talks about what if you give it to your son or to your shepherd, who does it go by? But that's the Halacha Maker Adin. So now Rav Papa is going to relate our Mishnah's issue to that halacha. If you went out of your tchum, so then we went through the halachas, you're stuck unless you put back in also against your will. What happens if your kalim went out of their tchum? Amar Rav Papa, peirosh yatzal chus l'tchum v'chazru. What if fruit went outside the tchum v'chazru and then they came back in? How they come back in? The Ritva here has two deis. Was it the owner doing it? Was it somebody else? Could somebody else assa your kalim on you? Let's say somebody else took out your kalim. What type of case is this? We know there are two types of issues that other people could do, two types of actions that other people could do to your items. If somebody bows down to my cup, it's not ne'asar. Ein adam oser davar she'ino shalo. But if somebody puts milk into my chicken soup, so then that's a metzias. That's a reality that memela, it becomes oser. So adam oser davar she'ino shalo in that case. What about tchum? Where does that fall? Is that like a metzias, like basar b'chalav? It's out of your tchum. Or do we say, no, it's not. It's, you're allowed to put it back in because you don't look at it. So the Gemara assumes that it's like basar b'chalav. Or his assumption is if it's outside your tchum, it's like basar b'chalav, and therefore you're stuck. So, Amar of Papa, Peiro sheyatzu chutz l'tchum v'chazru, fruit that went outside the tchum, but then they came back in. So do you have the same halacha? Somebody took it out, somebody came back in. Afilu b'mezid lo hefsidu es makoman. Even b'mezid, they weren't mafsid their tchum, meaning you're allowed to carry them just like the person. Just like the person, lo hefsidu es makoman, but here the chiddush is even b'mezid. What do you mean b'mezid? My time, oh why? Because looking at it from the vantage point of the fruit, anusim ninu. The fruit don't have a choice in the matter. The fruit don't have legs. And therefore, once they came back in, you can view it as a case of ones, and therefore it is mutter. Rashi says, anusim hayu al yidei hamotzi'un. Right? They're anusim from the fruit point of view, and therefore they don't lose their tchum. Good. Esvei, Rav Yosef. Bar Shmaya l'Rav Papa. Rav Papa makes the statement that even b'mezid, it's mutter. They're mutter once they go back in. Rav Yosef asks him, one second, we have a brisa. Rav Nechemya, Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, Omrim, la'olam asur, mashayach shulam koman, shogegin. No. The brisa says only if they come back in shogeg. B'shogeg in b'mezid lo. So it's against a brisa, against Rav Papa. So the Gemara answers, Tanoihi. You know, really, it's a machlokas Tanoim, Titania. Because the brisa says, Peirosh yatzu chutz l'tchum, Peirosh that go outside of the tchum. Bishogeg ye'achlu, b'mezid lo ye'achlu. Bishogeg they can be eaten, b'mezid they can't be eaten. Rabbi Nechemya Omer, bimkomam ye'achlu, in their place. They can be eaten. Shalobim komem lo yeachlu. Not in the place that can't be eaten. So what is this brisa talking about? Are we talking about going out of the tchum, or are we talking about once they came back in? So it's not clear. So the Tana Kama says the bechalik between shogeg and mezid. It's not 100% clear what the Tana Kama is referring to. Is his chilek once it was taken out or once it was brought back in? And Reb Nechemya's chilek is bimkoman and shalol bimkoman. So what does that mean? So my bimkoman, let's start with Reb Nechemya, then we'll go back to the Tana Kama. So ilema bimkoman bimezid, does it mean bimkoman bimezid, meaning in their spot, meaning they were brought back into their tchum and they were brought back bimezid? And what is it? What does Reb Nechemya say? It can be eaten if it's there bimkoman. What do you mean? We just had Reb Nechemya on the bottom that said otherwise. We said Reb Nechemya, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov Omrim, La'olam Asurim, Ad She'yachzur L'mkoman Shogegin, B'Shogegin B'Mezid Lo. So Reb Nechemya cannot be talking about Bimkoman B'Mezid, Elo Lav Bimkoman B'Shogeg. But what must it mean? Reb Nechemya Bimkoman, meaning it came back in, must be B'Shogeg, V'Chisurim Echzurim. We must be missing words in the Tana Kama. V'Hachik Tani, and this is how the Brisa must be understood. Peiros that go out of the tchum. Bishogeg, they can be in. Bemezid, they cannot be in. When do you have that distinction? Shalobim coming. If they're still outside their tchum, can they be eaten or not? So bishogeg, yes. Bemezid, no. V'avol bimkoman, afilu bimezid yachlu. But if you bring him back in, the Tanakama holds, that's kilo lo yatsa, right? That's the Shita Anusim. That's like Rav Papa. And Rav Papa would hold like this Tanakama. V'yasa Rav Nechemya lemeimer, and Rav Nechemya argues on that. Afilu bimkoman nami. Even if you brought him back in, it's only good bishogeg. Bishogeg in bimezid lo. Stop. Semicolon, right? So what do you see from there? Really, Rav Papa's issue is a machlokas tanoim. And Rav Papa would hold like the first opinion, that even if it's brought back b'mezid, the fruit, it's still mutter, because all fruit are considered anusim. So says the Gemara, who says that's the interpretation of the Braisa? Maybe the Braisa, specifically the Tanakama, we might say that the Tanakama is based on a different svara, and then Rav Papa would have nobody to go like. So the Gemara says, lo. B'mezid, b'mkoman, to call the amal plig into asr. Maybe if it was brought back b'mezid, everybody would agree that it's Asr. And therefore, Rav Papa would be stuck. There wouldn't be a Tana like Rav Papa. V'hacha, what's the issue? What's the machlokas in the Braisa? You didn't bring it back. The machlokas is outside. V'hacha b'shogeg shalobim koman pligi. The machlokas is, in the first place, it was sent outside the tchum b'shogeg. A person carried something out, and he forgot it was Shabbos. B'shogeg. So Tanakama savar b'shogeg shari shalobim koman. That's what the Tanakama, the Tanakama's chiluk of Shogeg and Mezid, is talking about step one, when it was taken out. The Tanakama doesn't say a word about being brought back in. He would agree that the Mezid brought back in would be Usur. Reb Nechemya savar, afilu Shogeg, bimkoman in, shalobim koman lo. Even b'shogeg, it's Usur if it's outside the tchum, even if it was Shogeg. So maybe that's the machlokas between the Reb Nechemya and the Tanakama here, so Reb Papa is stuck. So where he says, no, that can't be. V'hamediktani seifa. Now we're defending the original understanding, which would defend Rav Papa. V'hamediktani seifa, Reb Nechemya, Reb Elazar ben Yaakov, Omrim. The last line, which we had earlier. La'olam asur mashiachsul l'mkoman shogegin. No, it's always asur until it comes back to its place. Shogegin b'mezid lo. That's Reb Nechemya's emphasis, that there's a chilek between shogeg and mezid. Mashma michlal the Tanakama savar b'mezid namishari. It's mashma that the Tanakama is saying something's mutter b'mezid, and that's the emphasis of Reb Nechemya against him. So it must be that Tanakama does hold that even if it was brought back by mezid, it's still going to be mutter, like the shita of Rav Papa. Shma mina. So we have a defense of Rav Papa. We have a Tana who he can hang his hat on. Good. Tosfos brings up the problem. Tosfos in the previous Amud. Tosfos lo hifsidu. The question is, it was bemezid, it was brought back in. Don't we have a principle called Maisa Shabbos? So what that you can say, oh, anusim. It was anusim, and from the fruit's vantage point, they didn't have a choice. But we have a principle that we've had in Masechah Shabbos before, and that is, if there was a malacha, even derabanan, certain situations. We went through the details in the past. Donim Daraisa, Darabanan, for you, for others, Mezid Shogeg. All the different, the six factors that have to be figured out. So there's a concept of Maisa Shabbos. So here, if it was a Dindar, is it Darabanan, but Mezid, it's Mutter right away? Right? So why? Because I knew Sim? That's Tosa's question. Afal gav tosas dibur maschal lo. Afal gav da haba michutz la tchum. Asur la mishin ish talich lo. Even though if it comes from outside the tchum, we had earlier, it's asur for the one who was sent to. So what do you mean here it's mutter? So, hani mili hasam di isi chutz la tchum. That's only there where it started out outside the tchum. That's where its existence was. Aval hacha da hashta heim bim koman. But here it has returned to where it started. So shari afilu lahai da afka. It's mutter for everybody. Why? V'lo dami lama vashel b'shabis b'mezid lo yeachel. Da hazna v'yisurei daraisa.
So Tosas puts together two things here. You don't know exactly what the emphasis is. Tosas says, first of all, daraisa durabanan. Is he being mako by maisa shabis durabanans? All maisa shabis durabanans are going to be mutter. That's the last line of Tosas. You get that sense of daraisa versus durabanan. But, and that's what we discussed in the past, the Shvir Shabbos has the summary in the beginning of the new volume of Shvir Shabbos Kilchasa. And there he talks about Durabanans and the Rises. So by Durabanans, which is R for us now, he says, Ha'osa b'Shabbos malachas yisira mi Durabanan, imasa b'shogeg mutter afla ha'osa yisir asma lehanas b'men afila b'Shabbos asma. Fine. If it's a Durabanan b'shogeg, because we mentioned in the past, that might not be any Isser. Durabanans are Isser Gavra, and if you do a b'shogeg, you might not have to even do tshuva for it. But then he says, Ha'osa b'Shabbos malachas yisira mi Durabanan, imasa b'mezid, Aser lo lechaladam lehanas b'men b'Shabbos. We paskin is aser. So Tosfos arguing on that, meaning is going like other Rishonim, or the earlier part of Tosfos doesn't sound like the emphasis is daraisa d'rabanan as much as it is. Well, you're back where you started. You didn't really accomplish anything. You're back where you started. So that could be the emphasis of Tosfos. Either way, Tosfos brings that up. The Ritva here quotes Rabbeinu Yonah. We've quoted this in the past from the Chayi Adam, but it really is in the Rishonim. The Rabbeinu Yonah says here, right here, Mem Aleph Mabez and Erevin, there is no Isser, there's no principle of Maisa Shabbos, of something being Ne'esar, because a Malacha was done by the Malacha of Hotza'ah. Hotza'ah, we mentioned this back in Shabbos Daf Beis, and Shabbos Daf Tzadik Vav, all the cases of the Sugyas of Hotza'ah Malacha Gerua, this goes on the list. Some Rishonim say, Hotzah, what'd you do? You didn't cook, you didn't clean. What, you carried it from here to there? So even on the, even by Hotzah do Raisa, there might not be a principle of Maisa Shabbos. Surely, by Hotzah do Rabbanan here, that's Rabbeinu Yonah right here. Afilo b'Shabbos lo mitzar Maisa Shabbos, but b'Shanasa bo iser ha'avara, b'Roshutz Rabbim o Hotzah b'Achnasa, shalo asu b'Maisa Shabbos, el davar sheish bo Maisa. Dahainu shanasa shum tikun begufo shazenikra maisa vahainu naftina bechol duchta maisa shabbos the maisa is effective and accomplishes something, but by hotzah, what'd you do? You brought it from a place A to B. So the question is, this is what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So you interesting question. You might extend this to a few other malachas where we said maybe maisa shabbos would also apply. What about seida, trapping an animal? Did you accomplish something there? The animal is here, the animal is there. Now it's free, now it's in a net. Is that a malacha gerua? By tzad? So some say yes. So would you say Maisa Shabbos there too? So again, you have to know how far to explain this. He only says it by hotzah. And then he says, V'taima de mistaver, who the Ritva likes it. Ritva likes it, but that's a more fundamental answer to our question. The Ramban, when he quotes, he only quotes the first part of Tosas. Right? Why in that? Because you're back where you started. Okay, important discussions of Maisa Shabbos relating to our sugya. Okay, now we are up to the two dots on Mem Beis Amid Aleph. I'm Rav Nachman, I'm Rav Shmuel. Haya mahalech ve'eni yodea tchum Shabbos. I have no idea where my tchum is. I'm walking, I have no idea where my tchum Shabbos is. Right, I woke up, I have no idea where I am. Right, like the sugya's in Masecha Shabbos, you're on a desert island, and you don't know what day Shabbos is. Right, we have the machlokes, count 1 and 6 or 6 and 1. So here, you don't know what Tchum Shabbos is. So Mahalech Alpayim Siyas Beinonios. You could take 2,000 medium average steps. Every step is about an amma. So you have 2,000 ammos. So you could take 2,000 ammos. Vizui Tchum Shabbos. And you could say that is your Tchum. You don't know anything, you know, more than that. So that is your Tchum. That is Rav Nachman Omar Shmuel's first statement. The Ritva points out here, you're only allowed to do this if there is a Shabbos need that you need to get somewhere. Because remember, Medida is Aser Durabanan on Shabbos. we measured at the end of the Maseches Shabbos. So you're not allowed to measure. Here you're measuring. You're counting. So the Ritva says it must be, but if it's a real Tzarech Shabbos, you don't want to be stuck there. It's like Medidah Shel Mitzvah. And as we mentioned, Medidah Shel Mitzvah is mutter. Chazal would have it goes there on Medidah Shel Mitzvah. Does it depend who you are? What if you have very long legs? Or short legs? Does it depend who you are? Is that the Bir Halacha discusses that in Shin Sadi Zion, whether you take the average person, that's what he says, Beinonios, or it goes by personal. That's what his Upashit, Im Hu Adam Aroch, this is the Bir Halacha in Shin Sadi Zion. Im Hu Adam Aroch, Shepsia Beinonios Shalo, Hu Yoser Me'ama, Ditzorach L'Sha'er Ba'adam Beinoni Da'alma, Shere Yoser Me'apam Ama, Asr Lelech M'Shabes, Vasmachu Akra. So if you have very long legs, so then you cannot take your average step. You got to take smaller steps. You got to go by the average person's walking. Good. Let's continue a little more, and then maybe we'll talk about someone else who didn't know where the Tchum Shabbos was. V'yamar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Shavas bebika v'hikifu hanachrim mechitza b'shabbos. You're in the middle of nowhere. You don't have a wall around you, so you only have 2,000 amos from where you are. And all of a sudden, Shabbos morning, a group of non-Jews came and built a wall around where you are. So usually, if there was a wall here when Shabbos started, I would start my 2,000 amos outside the wall. But here, this wall wasn't here. It was put there on Shabbos. So what is the halacha? Says the Gemara, a couple of opinions. First opinion is, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel's opinion is, Mahalich alpayim ama, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, mahalich ba. Right, let's say this wall is, the area now that it's enclosed is larger than 2,000 amos. It's larger. So, you're not allowed to walk 2,000 amos beyond the wall. But, are you allowed to walk, what about where you are? So, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel says, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos where you are, umitalt, and pronounce Rosh Hashayachid. Right, it's private. So, are you allowed to carry? You're going to carry within there, and we're assuming it was hukaf ladira, right? Like we're getting into the karpev issues. So, are you allowed to carry? So the Rav Nachman says yes. You're allowed to carry within the 2,000 amos, and even beyond the 2,000 amos, umetaltel bakula ayidei zrika. And you're allowed to throw things even beyond, because it's a rishos hayachid. It's a rishos hayachid, so you're allowed to throw things. What about, are you only allowed to throw other people's kalim? Your kalim are also limited by your tchum. Right, but that's a question. But that is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel Shita, that you're allowed to carry within your 2,000 amos, and you're allowed to even throw things beyond because it is a rishus hayachid. And some Rishonim say the Tosas Rid here and the Piskei Rid says we're talking about Nichsei Hefker, which we're not Kona Shvisa because yours would be limited. Rashi seems to say that you're allowed to carry normally in the 2,000 amos. Let it be metalto normally. And we're not worried, the chiddush, as we'll see just foreshadowing, is that we're not worried that you're going, the fact that you're allowed to carry within, we're not worried that you're going to come to carry without. And you're allowed to throw without, we're not worried that that's going to lead you to carry without. There are no gzeiros here. That is Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel.
Do they get benefit from building it up?
Who get benefit? They built it for themselves. But the non-Jews built it for themselves. Build it for themselves. So if the non-Jew does something for themselves, I'm allowed to get benefit from it. So that is Shitas Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. Next day, V'Rav Huna Amar, Mahalech Apayim Ama, U'metaltel Dalet Amas. You're allowed to walk 2,000. You didn't lose your tchum, but you're not allowed to carry 2,000 amos. Not allowed to carry 2,000 amos. Metaltel Dalet Amos. You're only allowed to carry 2,000 amos. Why? V'netaltel Bekulo Al Yedei Zrika. Why don't you say you're allowed to be metaltel in the whole thing, like we said, Al Yedei Zrika, by throwing it even outside? Shemi Mashech Achar Chepso. No, you're not allowed to throw beyond 2,000 amos, because maybe you'll drop it, you'll want to pick it up. B'Alpayim Amos Miyas Letaltel Ki Urchei. At least within the 2,000 amos, let him carry. So the Gemara says, no. Mishum Tahave Kemechitza Shenifritza B'Milua L'Makam Ha'asr La. As we've had this principle before, we mentioned, if you are in a rishus, and that rishus all of a sudden opens up to a rishus that you're not allowed to carry in, so all of a sudden the rishus that you are in becomes ne'esar. So that is Rav Huna's statement. What do you mean it becomes ne'esar? It's surrounded by walls. But Rav Huna says, since beyond is usher because of gzeira, and you're not allowed to go there, beyond your 2,000 amos, you're not allowed to even throw there, so that's why Rav Huna says you're only allowed to carry within your dalet amos. So we have Nachman Amar Shmuel who says that you're allowed to walk your 2,000 amos and you're allowed to carry 2,000 amos and you're allowed to throw beyond your 2,000 amos. And Rav Huna says no, you're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, you're only allowed to carry dalet amos.
because it's nifras alamakama asrla. And then we have a third opinion. Chia barav amar, mahalech alpayim ama, umetaltel ba alpayim ama. You're allowed to walk 2,000 amos, and you're allowed to be metaltel ba alpayim ama. But you're not allowed to throw beyond that. So it's kind of like a combination. Keman deloka Rav Nachman deloka Rav Huna. He's not like Rav Nachman because Rav Nachman said you can carry 2,000 amos and throw beyond. And he says you can only carry 2,000 amos without throwing beyond. He's not like Rav Huna because Rav Huna says you're only allowed to carry 4 amos. And he says you're allowed to carry 2,000 amos. So, and we're assuming that Chia Barav has to hold like one of the other, Rav Nachman or Rav Huna, one of the more famous Amoraim. So the Gemara says, Keman deloka Nachman deloka Rav Huna. So we say you're right. Eima metaltel ba'arba. Change his sheet. He didn't mean to be, you can be metalta within 2,000, but only within 4. Yes, he says it just like, only two opinions, not three. Period. But just before we turn over, we were talking about someone who did not know about their tchum, or this guy who didn't know, he was stuck and then he had the wall around. There is another famous story elsewhere in Shas about someone who didn't know know where the tchum was, and that is Rebbe Meir and Acher. Remember the story in Chagiga Daf Tesvav, where Acher, Elisha ben Avuya, is on a horse on Shabbos. Tana Rabbanan, Maisa ba'Acher shoyer rochev alasos b'Shabbos, v'hayir Rebbe Meir mahalich Acher avlo matar mipiv. Unbelievable. Acher is on a horse on Shabbos, galloping, and Rebbe Meir is walking next to him, because he wants to learn from him. He wants to learn from him. This was his Rebbe who went off, but he wanted to learn from him. Amalo Rebbe Meir, and all of a sudden, the Bach adds in, Kivan shehigia l'tchum Shabbos, Amar lo, Meir, chazor la'acharecha, go back, shekvar shiarti be'ikve sus, I measured with my hooves of my horse. Interesting, our Gemara says you measure with people. So I guess Acher was able to measure with his horse's hooves, adkan tchum Shabbos. For Meir, you know, you gotta go back. So even though Acher was off himself, he still cared about his students' spirituality. He says, Rebbe Meir can't come anymore. Amar Leis, Rebbe Meir says, Afatachar Zerbecha. So you too come back. You could do it. Right? So Amar Leis. Why didn't Rebbe Meir want to continue with him? Because he was violating. Right? What about going past? He didn't think that he would be able to get him back. Amar Leis, Valak Farmati Lecha. So Acher says, no, I told you, Rebbe Meir, I already heard, for Shamati Miachoi Apar, go Shuvah Banim Shovim Chutz Meacher. I heard it's no use. I heard the Baskol. Chutz Meacher. So Takvei says, no, Rebbe, come. And that's when he schlepped him to 13 Batei Medrash, and they asked every child, what pasuk did you learn? And he took every pasuk as a message that he's not coming back. That's the sugya in Chagiga Tesvav about Acher. We mentioned in the past, Chutz Meacher. Acher's not coming back. Elisha ben Avuya is coming back. You mentioned from Rav Aaron Soloveitchik that he misheard or misunderstood the Basco. But either way, that's the Gemara about Tchum Shabbos. Tchum Shabbos comes up by Acher. Second to last line. Omar le Rav Nachman le Rav Huna. Rav Nachman who said? Rav Nachman who said that we don't make Zeres. You're allowed to carry 2,000 amos. You're allowed to throw beyond that. So he asked Rav Huna, who limited carrying to 4 amos. He says, "Lo tiflo galay to Shmuel. Don't argue on Shmuel." Or Rav Nachman was talking about the name of Shmuel. Don't argue on Shmuel and be so machbir. The Tani Kavasi, there's a brisa that supports Shmuel. The Tani, because the brisa says, "Hayamodeid uva." If somebody puts his eriv and he's measuring now, and he wants to go, Rashi, uba lelech mimakom mimakom eruv al payim because of midaso b'chatsi. Right, he's measuring his tchum. And the 2,000 amos end in the middle of a city. His 2,000 amos end in the middle of another city. Mutter letaltel b'chali or kula. You're allowed to be metaltel in the entire city. Ubilvad shelo yavor es hatchum biraglov. You're allowed to be metaltel in the, how do you metaltel without going there? By throwing. Right, mistama. But you're not allowed to go past the tchum. So, but my metaltel lava yidei zrika. So, isn't this price of raya to my shita, Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, right? Because it says if the tchum ends in the middle, so then you're allowed to be metal, you're allowed to walk till there, but you're allowed to throw beyond. Right? Isn't that what it's talking about? Because you're metal de kula, so it's a kasha on Rav Huna. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Huna, lo, ayide meshicha. No, you're not allowed to throw it, because then you might go to get it. What you're allowed to do is the opposite. You're allowed to be metal by pulling it. By pulling it towards you. Pull it towards you, so that's a way that I'm not going to be gozer in that case. Remember, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid Araisa. And it was Hukaf Ladira, so he should be able to carry. Rav Huna is just worried, and he goes there. Atu. So, here, he would admit by Meshicha would be okay, even though by Zrika you wouldn't. I forgot to mention that Rashi on the bottom of the previous Amud says that this whole discussion, so Machlokas we've shown him, but Rashi says this whole discussion about the wall being built up would even be according to Rabbi Gamliel. What Rabbi Gamliel? Remember Rabbi Gamliel said in our Mishnah that if you're put outside a tchum and then you're deposited in a different tchum, you have that whole tchum for you. Rabbi Gamliel would agree though, says Rashi, if this tchum didn't exist before Shabbos and it was built on Shabbos, even Rabbi Gamliel would agree you can't be Mahalachas Kula. That's Rashi's Ha'ara in the first couple of Y lines back on Amud Aleph. Why? Because this guy who was put outside his tchum, if you don't give him anything, then he only has 4 amos. This, on our case, he still has 2,000 amos. So Rabbi Gamliel is not going to be makel so much. That's Rashi Sa'ara that Rabbi Gamliel would agree in all these cases. And Tosfos would say, Tosfos in Dibur Maskal U'Metaltel, Dibur Maskal V'Nachrim says that it's only going according to Rabbi Yeshua, not Rabbi Gamliel. So Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, what the Tanam of the our Mishnah would say in these cases. Good. In the last case, where it ends in the middle of the city.
So he can't go further than the middle.
He can't go further than the middle of the city.
Even though the city,
His 2,000 amos, he was in the middle of nowhere. In a regular city, you have
2,000 amos
from the edge. Right, I'd say, but if it's an Ibura Shel'ir, if it's within 70 and 2/3 amos, so then it's considered, you don't start the Tchum until beyond that.
Okay.
That's beyond, we'll get to that. But here, he ends up inside the city, can't go beyond that. Amarafuna.
It's not often said like one of
us. No, if the tchum ends in the middle. Tchum ends in the middle, it is not. Amarafuna. Says the Gemara, Hayamodeidu ba the kolsamidasa bachati chatzer. What about not in the middle of a city, in the middle of a yard? So, ain lo ela chati chatzer. That's all you got. Rafuna says, I would say the same thing. If it ends in the middle of a yard, then all you have is the middle of the yard. We'll read it in the Shulchan Aruch if we have time. Pshita, so that's pretty obvious. Rafuna says, wherever it ends, it ends. So, Ema Yeshlo Chatzi Chatzer. No, the Chiddush is that you have your half a yard. Not that you don't have the other half. So, Hainami Pshita, it's also obvious. So, Mao the Tema Lechash Doma Asi Latalta Bakule Kamash Malan. No, you might say you don't even have half the yard, because you might use the other half of the yard. Kamash Malan, you have the half of the yard that you have. Amar Rav Nachman, Modeli Huna. Rav Huna, my friend Huna, agrees to me that you don't make a gzera in the following case. Hayamodeid uba v'kolsa midaso al sfas tikra. What if your tchum ends under the overhang of a house? The overhang of a house, and now you're right inside a house. So, muta l'talta b'chol abayis. Then, I'll agree that your tchum ends, you're allowed to be metalta, meaning yizrika, meaning you don't make any gzeiras there. My taima, hova tikras abayis chovetes. Because there, you see that your gvul, the edge of your tchum, is right at the front of the house, you have a hecker! You're not gonna come to go into the house, go out of the house, and there, he would agree to me in that case. Period. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch discusses, these types of cases, which we will get to if we have time. Let's continue now. Says the Gemara Amar Afuna Berei Derev Nasan Kitzanoi. Really, this issue of whether you make these gzeras is a machlokas tanoim. As follows. Holichu li'ira cheres v'nasnuhu b'diro b'sahar. If this is the first case, like we had in our Mishnah. If you got put in another ear, and they put you in a dirah sarah, become liyav rabbi lazar ben azariah, omer mahalachas kula, rabbi shor rekiva, omer ein lo ela arba amos. That was the machlokas we had. So my love. So now let's try to extend the shitas of the tanoim to our case. My love, and this relates to the machlokas Rashi Tosfos I just mentioned. My love, Rabbi Gamliel, Rabbi Elazar ben Azarya, da amru mahalechas kula. Why do they say when you are deposited in a new tchum? Why do they say you're allowed to walk in the whole tchum? De lo gazri kiluch dir v'sar atu hilach b'bika. They're not gozer that. Well, maybe you shouldn't be allowed to walk around in this new tchum because maybe you get mixed up with a time when you're deposited in an area that doesn't have a tchum in the middle of nowhere. They're not worried about that. They don't make a gzera of enclosed area atu and non-enclosed area. And then we extend it. Umi de hiluch atu hiluch lo gazri. And if they don't make a gzera in that case, tiltu atu hiluch lo gazri, they also will not make a gzera of throwing atu, I might come to go there. So Rav Gamliel, mud, they would be makel here, like Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel. For Rav Yeshua, Rav Akiva, to Omrim, ain lo ela arba amos. Rav Shmuel, Rav Akiva, who are machmer, who say only have four amos. De gazri hiluf tervesar otu hiluf tevika. That must be because they, if you're in a new tchum, they don't give you the whole area, because they're worried that you might confuse it to a case where you were deposited in an area without walls. Umi dehiluch atu hiluch gazri, and if they were gozer in that case, tiltu hiluch nami gazri, they would also be gozer in the case of the throwing. So, Rav Huna and Rav Nachman are really a machlokas tanoim. Isn't that correct? And the Gemara says, no, you can knock out from either side. Mi mai, dilma, kilo gazri, Rebbe Gamliel, Rebbe Azaman, we extended it to what? Two steps. So just knock it out. Maybe you wouldn't extend the two steps. Ki lo gazri Rebbe Gamliel v'Rebbe Elazar ben Azarya hiluch sahar v'dir atu hiluch bika. When are they not gozer? An enclosed area versus an atu, a non-enclosed area. Hani mili hasad d'shnei makomu sein. They're not gozer. Two different places. Aval tiltul atu hiluch d'makom echad hu. But in a case like our case, where's one place? The question is, are you goes there? If you throw it, you might come to get it. So maybe they would agree to Rafuna. Right? Who says they wouldn't? It's not the same gzera. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Akiva Nami. And also the other way. Who says that their reason is because they make a gzera? And that's why you can't carry more than Dalet Amos in your new tchum. Dilma, maybe, Mishum de Kasari. Maybe this is their svara. Ki amrin and kala bayis kulo ka arba amos dami. When do we say the entire house is like four amos? Hani mili hecha de shavas bavir mechisas mi boyom. When you were there on Friday, when Shabbos started, that's when you were entitled to go in the entire tchum. Aval hecha de lo shavas bavir mechisas mi boyom lo. But if you weren't there beforehand, you can't walk down amos. Meaning it has nothing to do with zeris. So you have no idea what Rabbi Yeshua would say in this case. So either way, we knock out the parallel. You don't have to say there is a machlokas tanoim in this case. Amar Rav, I want to just mention a halach lamaisa point, but let's just finish up to the bottom and then we'll comment. Amar Rav, hilchakraming, amlia b'dir v'sar v'svina. We've passed like Gamliel across the board. In the deer and the sar case, that was the case where you were put outside your tchum forcibly, but into another tchum, into another enclosed area of a svina, and in the boat case, it's Erev Shabbos, you're on the boat, Rabbi Gamliel says, oh, I was ready nechnas, l'tchum. V'shmuel amar, helchzak Rabbi Gamliel b'svina. Aval badir v'sahar lo. No, only in the boat case, we pass like Rabbi Gamliel, and not in the earlier cases. D'kula yalma miyas, halach Rabbi Gamliel b'svina. Everybody agrees, though, that we pass like Rabbi Gamliel in the boat case. What was the boat case? Remember, he says, you're allowed to walk the entire boat. Right, and the other Tanam stood there on the boat in their Dalamas. So, my Taima, what is the reason that he's Mako by the boat? And we'll talk more about this in the next year, more than on this. Let's just say them. My Taima, Amar Rabba, Hoil Vishavas Bavir Mechisas Mibod Yom. Because there were walls. And I'm in the same wall that I was in when Shabbos started. So the walls moved, okay. But I'm still in the same walls. That's why I can be Mako by a boat. Reb Zera Amar, Hoel Vesvina Notlaso Mitchilas Arba Umanachto Besof Arba. Three opinions in Rashi, what this means. The third opinion, which Rashi quotes from his uncle, Dodi Rebbe Shimon, Mipiarav, if he's Dodi is literal and not just my beloved. Right, he quotes from his uncle and Rashi likes that third opinion, Vizet Iker. Rashi says, no, every time I walk, the boat is walking as it is with me. So I'm not really going Dalet Amos. I'm going in the same Dalet Amos because the boat's also walking or going. So that's why it is one can be Mekel. There might be Nayu. What's the Nafkaminas? It can be Nayu. Shenifchesu Dofnei Svina. If the walls of the boat become less than 10 Tvachim on Shabbos, so it doesn't work for number one, it works for number two. Inami Vakosi Svina L'Svina. If you go to a different boat. So you don't have number two, but you do have number one. Either way, that's an important issues related to the boat. Hopefully in the coming days, we'll talk more about issues of when is a city considered Dalet Amos? You can walk in the whole city, and when does it end in the middle of the city? Right? This Gemara had some days. We'll have to get into the Lamaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, while we paskin. There's one interesting discussion, one final, just two final issues. Again, I'll just mention this now. We'll talk more about it in future days. There is the Lamdis of Erev Tchumen. The Divrei Yecheskel in Simin Zion discusses, how do we look at Erev Tchumen? I'll just mention the Chakira. Then hopefully we'll try to plug in Nafkaminas as we go along. What is the Isser of Tchumen? Yetzi Isrim Koma. Is the Isser of 2,000 Amos around me is my Makom. That's my Makom. So when I go past 2,000 Amos, I am being Yotzei Mimakomi. I'm being doing an akira, not akira hanacha, but is that how we look at it? That the Torah gives you 2,000 amos to define your place. The chashiv kilu dar b'chal ha'alpayim, and when you uproot yourself, mikri okermim komo. Is that what I'm supposed to? How it's supposed to be understood? Or do I say no? My makom is dalan amos. My makom is my city, whatever it is. My makom achitzis. The isra of al yeti is from komo. Is it didn't shiurim? This is not going out of your makom. You went out of your makom a long time ago, outside of four amos. So you have more, but the 2,000 amos is a shear of tchum. You have a din of tchum beyond your makom. And there are nafkaminas. That's two ways to understand. Just that one point of lumdis. And just finally, one other point of lamaisa. The poskim discuss, Rav Asher Weiss discusses it in Parshas Beshalach. And he also talks about lumdis of daraisas and darabanans. And he's noted that it's daraisa, a couple of sources. But one is getting in Yonat Yoma by Rus. One of the limudim learned when Nami says to Rus, right, Amecha mi alokai chalokai. So the Chazal learned out, but one of the halachas that she's saying, why do you want to be like Jew? There's a chazam of Eir of Tchumen, or an Isser of Tchumen. So would she say that there's that Durabanan? Or would that, does that sound like it's a Daraisa? Interesting, maybe we'll talk about that as we get closer to Shavuos. But it's a very important halacha lamaisa discussion, and that is, let's say somebody, a woman's having a baby, she has to go to the hospital. What is she allowed to take with her? She's allowed to take it with her anything she wants? Once she's going in the car, what about clothes she needs for the next day? What about the taxi who's driving her? What about the taxi who's driving her? The taxi seat discusses that, you know, lechatchila, you know, he should only have in his taxi what, if he's a Shomer Shabbos taxi, what he needs outside the tchum. And if he doesn't need it, then it shouldn't be in there. The Shmir Shabbos discusses this in Perek Mem. And we'll end with this. Shmir Shabbos says, Nahag hamesiach cholesh b'sakana lebeit cholim animsa chus l'tchum yishtadel lohotzi tchila min hamachonit es kol hamitaltelin sheinim shayachim lenehiga veinim hechrechiyim lenesiyah olachola. You only should have in the car what you need for driving. What you, if you have other stuff in the car, stam, you know, you shouldn't take it. It's going outside the tchum. And v'imhu doeg. Interesting line. He adds on. What if you're worried? Is the chole allowed to take his tefillin? If he's worried that where he's going, he's not going to have tefillin, the Shmir Shabbos paskens yes. You can bring it into the car. In the footnote, he has a fascinating question. What if some of the items are muksa? Is it better to take muksa out of the car so you don't violate tchumen? Or is it better to, it's muksa, so take it in, I'm going out of the tchum, but it's muksa, I can't take it out of the car. The whole car is muksa, obviously, but are you allowed to see quotes that ulech ora, he says, since there are some shitos that tchumen are daraisa, and Yud Beis Mil is Daraisa, according to many Rishonim, the Rambam and others, and Muksa is for sure, at most of the Rabbanan, in Lekim and the Torah, so Lechora, you should take out the Muksa. That's his, in the footnote, that's his suggestion, because this is the Rabbanan, and that's a Daraisa. Okay, he talks more about what you're allowed to bring, your license, anything that's needed, the Chulu, again, here in Perek Mem. Important discussions. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem will continue. Next time, enjoy tomorrow's daf, Shabbos. We'll put it up again from last cycle. Tomorrow's daf, Erev Mem Gimel. When's Mashiach coming? Mashiach can't come on a Thursday or Wednesday, Eliyahu Navi, in terms of Tchumen. You know, when Mashiach comes, a lot of important tomorrow's Agada, Hashkafa, Halacha. Enjoy tomorrow's daf. Okay, we'll pick up afterward.